And welcome to 433 with Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9. A little bit of electroacoustic music from Canada for you. And this is called... Wow! Is My Cat a Rock and Roller? By Piotr Grela Mozeshko. There it was. Wow, is my cat a rock and roller? By Piotr Grela Mozeshko. And next I thought I'd play something of a classic in the new music genre. This was a Philip Glass piece composed for the 1985 movie and directed by Paul Schrader, Mishima. I'm going to play the full recording from the LP of the same year. And it's amazing how both Steve Reich and Philip Glass have absolutely refused the nickname that was assigned to their genre of music, which was minimalism. And yet they are the foremost representatives of the genre. So with that in mind, of course, this is 433. It's a program dedicated to new music, to contemporary classical music. And I have been playing things that are in a kind of experimental vein. Today, I had finally dropped into the Canadian Music Center on Davie Street in Vancouver, and they were extremely welcoming, so I'm looking forward to our future collaboration. They're going to give the CITR library some promotional materials so that we can put it on air, and starting soon I will be announcing some of their concerts that are going to be coming through town. So, without further ado, I will put on Philip Glass's Mishima, 1985 recording, performed by the Kronos Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think I told you I was going to play both sides. I changed my mind. I'm only going to play the first side. There's so much excellent music that inspired me to shift focus. So we'll keep on the film theme. I was going to play some Michael Nyman after the break. And if you haven't seen this film, to which the recording was made by Philip Glass, or if you haven't seen any Peter Greenaway films, well, that's all the more reason for you to go support your local video store. I'm going to play a few short announcements, and after the break, stay tuned for some Michael Nyman, some electroacoustic music from Canada, and a little bit of music for airports.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Thank you. You're... Grandfather went out to the Orient and started the building churches. And pretty soon he met your grandmother, who was there fighting plagues, and they fell in love and got married. Your grandfather went on building churches, but your mother thought that any of the germs from the plague in her children. So she first of all took the job of the operator of a hospital. Mm-hmm. And then she even thought that was too dangerous. So we went to Manchuria and we settled there.
That's why you went to Manchuria.
And my mother became the president of a large girls' school. We lived about 100 kilometers from Korea and about the same distance from Russia. And the Japanese invaded where we lived, and they got into a fight between them and the Russians. To the Chinese, we looked just like Russians. I guess we did. And so they told us that we'd better go to Korea because the Russians were thinking we were, the Japanese thinking we were Russian. Hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
So we all packed up and prepared to go to Korea. We knew that in Korea there was a place where you could get cottages right near the sea. The swimming was wonderful. Yeah. There were other people to play with. And it was really a nice summer, so we didn't mind going. But my sister Alice had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
She had a cat. And the cat had given birth to a whole bunch of kittens. And so Alice said, "I'm not going to leave my cat." And Dad said, "You have to, your grandpa. We can't leave you alone."
Mm-hmm.
And she began to cry. Now, we had a good, my mother had a good friend. I'll tell you about her some other day. She basket with a lid, which she would clip down. And she lined it with cotton and then some material, silk. And she put the cat and her kittens in this basket, and they snuggled down there by the basket. So she carried this basket carefully down to the station. In the station there was a bunch of gendarmes who were like military police. And it was their job to make sure that no Russians got on. Train and blew it up. And they saw Alice carrying this thing carefully, the way you carry a bomb. And so he went up to her. He went, the leader went up to Alice and said, "Open it up, I wanted to see what's in there." And Alice said, "I won't." She was afraid that if she opened, kittens might jump out and run away. And so he went to Dad, or Grandpa, and he said, "If you don't make your daughter let us look in the basket, I won't let you get on the train." So Dad went up to Alice and he said, "I want you to just open it up so that you can see inside, and I'll watch carefully that the kid is going to get out." So he signaled to the leader of the troops and he said, very, very, very solemn, though he was, you know, he was admitting something bad, and said to the, "You may look in." And the leader of the troops went carefully close. He was a brave man. And he peeped in to see a bomb. All he saw was a cat and a bunch of kittens. So he looked very, very, very worried. And he signaled the first of his until they all peeked in the basket, and then they all laughed their heads off. And so the cat was allowed to go with us to Korea, and we had a nice summer.
Well, there you go. I just went better with it. In reverse order, you heard Ondine from Charles Spearin's The Happiness Project. Before that, you heard Don Ross, My Dad's Story, perhaps somewhat commemorating Father's Day that just happened on Sunday. And before that, a classic from Michael Nyman called Chasing Sheep is Best Left to Shepherds. We'll finish off the hour with Brian Eno, track 2 from Music for Airports. Brian Eno is kind of considered now the grandfather, godfather of ambient music. So I hope you enjoyed the show. This is 4:33 on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I am your host, Gregory Gann. If you ever have any questions, comments, queries, feel free to email me at theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. And thanks for tuning in this hour. Music for Airports, after these short announcements.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hey, Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.